This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, September 1, 2021, and these are the headlines. 9 of the latest 22 Delta cases come from Santa Maria in Davao Occidental, the town where massive infections were reported due to online sabong, the DOH regional office said. Dr. Rachel Joy Pashon, head of the DOH Regional Epidemiology Surveillance Unit, said the town has 540 active cases, making it the fourth among the areas in the region with the highest number of active cases. Meanwhile, Davao City, Davao Occidental, and Davao Oriental have 4 Delta cases each, while Davao del Norte has 1. The region has 468 variants of concern. The Davao Center for Health has submitted 3,025 specimens for whole genome sequencing to determine the variant. In other news, an official of the Department of Health Davao said on Tuesday that eating together in workplaces has been seen as a coronavirus disease super spreader. Dr. Rachel Joy Pashon said that the employees tend to lower their guard against the highly infectious COVID-19 when they gather with co-workers during meals. Pashon said that minimum public health standards are possibly violated when workers eat together, considered a gathering according to the Occupational Safety and Health Manual of the Department of Labor and Employment. In business, the Banco Central ng Pilipinas forecasts higher liquefied petroleum gas prices to push domestic inflation to between 4.1% to 4.9% this month. BSP Governor Benjamin Jokno said other upside risks to inflation for this month are higher prices of electricity in areas being serviced by the Manila Electric Company or Meralco, upticks in key flawed items, and the weakening of the peso against the U.S. dollar. Jokno said these factors, however, are expected to be countered partly by the decline in domestic petroleum and rice prices. In sports, Philippine Paralympic Committee President Mike Baredo noted that each participation of Filipino para-athletes in the sports fest posed unique challenges and problems. But the trials the PH campaigners face in their build-up to and taking part in the Tokyo Paralympic Games have been the toughest of them all. Baredo blamed the COVID-19 pandemic as the culprit for their ordeal. From the training, qualifying for, and up to the point they actually had to compete in Tokyo, the virus has hounded the national para-athletes at virtually every turn, he pointed out. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.